Last week, WorldNet Daily's Aaron Klein reported that the Communist Party USA, the CPUSA, has endorsed Barack Obama for the 2012 presidential election. Well, who could have seen that coming? Mr. Klein wrote that the endorsement appeared in the People's Weekly World, the CPUSA's newspaper, so I went to the CPUSA website looking for the People's Weekly column. Before finding the endorsement column, I stumbled on some other pieces that caught my eye, not in a good way, of course. One in particular was a column written 10 years ago titled Socialism USA, in which the author attempted to make the case for socialism in America. Since I am not used to reading such hideous propaganda from the left, I cringed as I read what I find almost impossible to accept would be believed by any rational, clear-headed person. These people really do think that despite countless examples of the utter failure of socialism, that somehow, this time, it will work. The author, Gus Hall, opens his piece with this reality-challenged statement. We believe that Socialism USA will be built according to the traditions, history, culture, and conditions of the United States. Thus, it will be different from any other socialist society in the world. It will be uniquely American, end quote. Could there be a more nonsensical assertion? Yes, of course there could be, and Mr. Hall provides plenty more in his piece. But just look at those few opening sentences. How could a socialist or communist, which is basically the same thing, system in the United States be built on our traditions, history, and culture? That is absurd. Our history, traditions, and culture are antithetical to socialism. Although, since the welfare state was introduced in the 1960s, America has been on a gradual slide in the socialist direction. Then Mr. Hall throws out the line stating that this time around, socialism will work when he says that the American socialist system will be different from any socialist society in the world. Might I ask how an American socialist society would be different? Mr. Hall does not say how it would be different, other than to say that it would be American. Socialism is socialism, no matter where it is tried. The end result is the same, a tyrannical system with government ownership and control of the means of production and the lives of citizens. Economic collapse is inevitable because the producers will not long be able to support the non-producers. As Margaret Thatcher pointed out, quote, socialist governments traditionally do make a financial mess. They always run out of other people's money. It's quite a characteristic of them. They then start to nationalize everything, and people just do not like more and more nationalization. And they're now trying to control everything by other means. They're progressively reducing the choice available to ordinary people, end quote. Yet, despite the overwhelming evidence throughout the world of the failure of socialism, these Communist Party members nevertheless cling to an illusion that socialism can somehow be made to work. Continuing the column, Mr. Hall writes, quote, what will be the goals of our socialist society? A life free of exploitation, insecurity, poverty, an end to unemployment, hunger, and homelessness. An end to racism, national oppression, anti-Semitism, all forms of discrimination, prejudice, and bigotry. An end to the unequal status of women, end quote. Oh, really? He honestly believes that socialism is the cure for these earthly ills. Ironically, America has been one of the best places in the world for freedom and opportunity for everyone, including women. It has offered a high standard of living for the very poorest among us, and socialism has nothing whatsoever to do with it. In fact, since the welfare state was thrust upon our society, it could be argued that the socialistic policies of the welfare state have done immense harm to families, women, and minorities, and has only exacerbated the problem of poverty. Socialism does not have a track record of doing any of the things for which Mr. Hall hopes. The equality in socialism is in the equal sharing of poverty and misery. For a socialist system to exist, it must feed on ever-increasing amounts of money confiscated from the workers and producers of the society. This means higher and higher taxation, and ultimately the elimination of the middle class, leaving only the very rich and the very poor. Mr. Hall's column blames all societal ills on capitalism. In his mind, capitalism is the cause of everything from crime to racism. I'm not kidding. Never mind that the American capitalist system has seen marvelous success despite the communist infiltration of our American institutions over much of the past 100 years, which has greatly undermined our system and has brought us today to the brink of economic collapse. The idea of implementing a socialist system in America is a diabolically deranged one. But as Mr. Hall demonstrates, there really are people who actually believe socialism to be a good thing. Here are a few gems from his piece that illustrate the deluded ideas of these lovers of socialism. Quote, political power would be in the hands of the working people. Socialism starts with nationalization of the main means of production, the plants, factories, agribusiness farms, and everything necessary to produce what society needs. The large monopoly corporations and banks come under public ownership, that is, under the collective ownership of the entire working class and people, who have the leading role in building socialism. Socialism also means public ownership of the energy industry and all the natural resources. It eliminates forever the power of the capitalist class to exploit and oppress the majority. Trade unions in a socialist USA will ensure a fair balance between what workers produce and what they receive. They will have decisive power to enforce safety and health provisions, prevent speed up, and guarantee good transportation, working conditions, and plant facilities. Public services, schools, hospitals, utilities, transit, parks, roads are crumbling under capitalism, and now corporations are privatizing government-run, publicly owned institutions for private profit. Under socialism, public services and housing will be vastly improved and expanded. They will be broadened in their scope beyond anything dreamed of under capitalism. The U.S. will become a vast construction site. Homes, schools, hospitals, places of recreation will be built to end shortages, replace substandard infrastructures and public facilities. Jobs and education for all. Full employment will be quickly achieved as production is expanded to satisfy the needs of people. Automation at the service of the working people will lead to both reduced hours of work and higher living standards with no layoffs. There will be no danger of overproduction since production will be planned and people's incomes will increase in line with the rising output of consumer goods and services. Poverty will be ended quickly with the recovery of the vast resources now wasted in war production, corporate profits, and the extravagant lifestyles of the filthy rich. All education will be tuition-free. Every person will have access to unlimited medical and health care without charge. These rights will be realized as rapidly as facilities can be built and the personnel trained. With capitalism gone, crime will also begin to disappear, for it is the vicious profit system that corrupts people and breeds crime. There will be rapid abolition of racism and national oppression. Socialism will bring complete equality for all racially and nationally oppressed. There will be no compromise with racism, for there will no longer exist a capitalist class which profits from it. Racism, national oppression, anti-Semitism, sexism, anti-immigrant discrimination, and all forms of prejudice and bigotry will be banned by law with strict measures of enforcement. Affirmative action will be expanded immediately to undo and make up for hundreds of years of the ravages of racism. Full equality will be one of the main priorities of the new society. End quote. What a vicious load of lying crap. It is breathtaking to imagine that this kind of delusional thinking is what we're up against. This is the kind of thinking peddled by the communist left and has given us products like Obama and his administration. Although I can scarcely believe that these people really do think socialism will achieve those impossible goals, the reality is that they are working to implement socialism regardless. But I believe they know full well of the terrible end results. Columns like Mr. Hall's are used as feed for the unthinking sheep who would blindly accept such preposterous notions as Mr. Hall puts forth. Nowhere in his column does Mr. Hall say where all the money will come from for free tuition and unlimited medical care for everyone, or who will have the money to pay the salaries for every person to be employed. It seems that real-world costs and requirements do not encroach on the socialist ideology until the system collapses. Right now, it's easy for these people to spout the most ridiculous laundry list of utopian hopes for a socialist America, but in reality, it can never be achieved, no matter how many times it is tried. America has been blessed by God to become one of the greatest nations, if not the greatest nation, in the history of the world. And our capitalist system has been a wonderful boon to our trip to the top. Over the years, as happens to all systems of mankind in this fallen world, corruption has corroded our foundation, and we have turned our backs on God, who blessed us with prosperity for so long. Today, we are paying the price for turning our backs on Him. Even though I am daily growing ever more skeptical about being able to stop the program of the socialist communist enemies within America who have brought us to the evil abyss over which we are now poised, we must never stop fighting their insane agenda. Because if they are not stopped, America is toast. I'm Gina Miller.